All right, cool. Good afternoon, everyone. It's currently 12:01. So far, I know Becky's on the call. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, could you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, guys, it's Dion. How is everybody doing today?
Hiya.
Doing good.
Good, good.
Cannot complain.
Mm-mm. The sun is shining today, finally.
That's what's up.
Always it makes me happy.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous here. It's 91 degrees.
Wow.
As per what my car is saying.
Now, here you go. Here you go again. I think it might be, what, 70 here? Ah, it's 91 here. I saw your little post about tank top weather. I'm like, he is wrong.
Yeah, and the thing is, and it's only a teaser, too. We're only getting this weather for maybe like a few days. Then it's going back to 70s and then the 80s.
You're in New York, right?
Yeah, we're in New York.
Okay, my son lives in New York.
Oh, cool. Hold on one second, guys. I'm going to transfer.
But we also have the humidity that goes with that heat.
Oh, yeah. Are you in New York, too?
Hey.
All right, cool.
Sorry?
If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, you can do it now.
What's going on? It's Manny from Georgia.
Hey, Manny. Oh, that's so crazy. I was just thinking about you, brother.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
I was like, where's Manny been? I was like, where's Manny been? But I know you've been working, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little tough to get on, you know, the calls, but today I looked at the time. I said, I will not miss this call today. So, you know, I just got to, like, take action and make sure you're here, you know, because every day is something valuable, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been guilty of that myself, too, so I totally understand what you're saying.
Yes, and, you know, it's just powerful, you know, just connecting with the same people, even though my Facebook got shut down again, like, again. So now I just kind of chilled out off of it. And luckily, you know, since we have this this mind of abundance and more thinking strategies since being in the business and everything, basically, now I'm just going to ramp up my YouTube and, you know, just try to get more views. And I went there today. I got a couple more subscribers, but I got about, like, 5,000 views, probably a little more, you know, in my whole channel. So, basically, I've just been trying to hone those skills and, you know, just stay plugged in. Been listening to a lot of Napoleon Hill. I don't know if y'all listen to Napoleon Hill. He has a lot of good theories and a lot of good concepts that really manifest, like, our mindsets a lot better because he's more, like, direct into what he's saying. So, and it's, even though it's, like, in old times, I don't know, it just feels real united with everything that he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Napoleon Hill is a very deep guy. He spent most of his life studying people, you know, who were successful, from the Andy Carnegies to the, you know, J.D. Rockefellers and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
his book Think and Grow Rich is really good. I think they have a Think and Grow Rich call every at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that every day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah? I think I got on that call a couple of times. It was some really good information. Really good call. He's been doing that call, I think, for over a year, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Like on YouTube. Oh, okay, you was about to start off.
Well, you know, I was just saying that, you know, today is not real. We don't have a structure today. I'm by myself today. Julian had to take care of some family business. So there's nothing structural that we're going to talk about today. I just wanted to pretty much get everybody's perspective. I wanted to hear some testimonials. I wanted to hear, you know, what you guys, what was happening to you guys. Because when I hear these different stories, it helps us to actually create content that we could gear towards assisting you, you know, in the weeks to come, days to come, and stuff like that. So it was a pretty much open call today to just celebrate yourself and celebrate everything you've done all week to get the job done. Share some results, whether they're small or large, that you've gotten this week. And, yeah, so that's what the call is about. So go ahead. You have something to say, Manny? You can finish what you were saying.
All right. So basically, you know, I'm not a big book fan, So I've been listening to a lot of, like, the YouTube videos, like, every day I go to work, because I probably travel about a good 30 to 45 minutes now to go to work. I got to travel out of town. And one of the things that I've been able to realize, you know, with everything that I've been doing, everything starts with just having a direct thought into whatever it is that you want. You know, like, I sit down and I think, wow, you know, how did I get to this point that I'm way out of my comfort zone and out of my area to the point, you know, and I'm here meeting brand new people every single day and just, you know, connecting with them so easily. So I look back into all of my teachings, you know, and all of my literature that I've been using, which is, you know, the Empower, the Napoleon Hill. You know, if I come across, you know, other, like, concepts that I feel like can help me grow, I've been really trying to hone that and applying it more in my videos now since, you know, my whole YouTube account is shut down. So now, you know, it's just a matter of just the doing, you know. And even though most people on this call, probably half of you are doing and getting results, you know, for the ones that are not, for the ones that are, you know, just sitting in the boat waiting to catch that fish on the line, basically, you know, once you start doing and once you start implementing, it, like, really becomes a part of your life. And once you can adapt that, that's something special, because letting something positive come into your life, affiliated also with God, makes things manifest in a different way of terms that makes you understand things a whole lot faster or a whole lot more simpler, or just, you know, help you embrace things that people say to you that you used to get offended to, but now since your mindset's different, you understand it. You know, so when we get on these everyday calls, you know, what Mike is basically telling us to do is just to go out there and to drive. Does somebody want to say something?
Nice. All right. Anybody else can take the floor and share some tips and tricks. All right. He shared some really good stuff here. Direct thought to control your, you know. Go right ahead.
I know. I can definitely relate to what you were saying. And I was listening to the call this morning on the Think and Grow Rich call, and they were talking about fear and things like that. And I've come to a realization on my own, and I have come to understand that, you know, I've owned my own business now for like 16 years, and it was something that I was very successful at. And things just pretty much came easily to me, and then the money would start to come. And I had made a decision back in 2010 that I was going to make some changes in my life. And I felt like I was stuck in a dead-end job. I felt like I was stuck in a dead-end marriage. And I just knew that there was going to have to be some changes. And so basically, I divorced my husband first, and then after that, I just really started to focus on myself and put my priorities in order. And I've always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but I just never knew how I was going to do it. And so after I divorced my husband, you know, there's, like, different financial difficulties that come up and things like that. And so I was like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? So anyway, I kept doing my business. But like I said, I had put in my mind that my business was going to be going away. And so now here we are, fast forward to 2013. Basically, one way or another, family started leaving my daycare. I own a daycare business. And either people were getting laid off of their jobs, or they were relocating, or some of my family, they got divorced and split up and things like that. But people started leaving my business for different reasons. But I knew what was going on. I knew it was everything that was happening. And so I only have one child in my business right now. And the father, he's going through some financial difficulties, and he basically hasn't paid me for like 4 weeks because the IRS has put him on audit and they've locked down all of his accounts and everything. So he can't pay me. And so basically, you know,
the universe, God, you know, sometimes we'll have a little push, sometimes we'll have a nudge, but everything happens for a reason. And we speak life and death into our lives, into our situations every single day. And so I was looking for an opportunity to be able to provide for my children and to be able to stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom, but I wanted to do it on my terms. And so I was on Facebook, and I was looking through, like, different, like, pages like I do, and then I always go to Joel Osteen because I just love him, and he always speaks to me, and he speaks to my soul. And then I saw an opportunity for a business, and I got into that, and then I got into another business on the back end of that. And so I just started looking at all of the different material, talking to the different people, seeing all these people that were successful, and knowing that I had a passion and knowing that I had a drive, but it was like me stepping out of my comfort zone and doing something that wasn't familiar to me, because this is something that is very different from anything that I've ever done before, and I'm not the most computer literate person. And so I think that kind of like stifled me, or kind of like made me afraid. And so now I'm put into a position where I have to stretch myself, I have to learn. But this is it, you know, I don't have any other options. Like I was saying to you guys a while ago, you know, there is no plan B for me. And I know that God directed me to this. And I know it's nothing but divine intervention that has led me to the people, to the community of people that are like-minded and that are so positive. It's like there's a whole other world out there with so many positive people. And it's something that I needed so much, because I had been so desperate and just so sad and so depressed for so long, and just thinking that I was like in this isolation. And I know even for myself that I would risk being isolated, you know, from keeping myself from people just because of, you know, different things and trust issues and whatever. And just to be in this type of environment has already started to change and my mind shift, and I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful for you guys, for everybody on this call, for your dedication, for the other people that have reached out to me. And I know now that, you know, I have let fear hold me back. I did. I have been. And so, you know, once, you know better, you do better. And so just even being with you guys and the like-minded people, you give me the courage and the confidence to know that I am doing the right thing and that I am walking in the right direction. And so I don't know if anybody else has ever felt like this or going through or anything, but this movement that I've been connected with has been a godsend. And I just look forward to overcoming my fear. And the only way I can do that is just to put myself out there. I'm so worried about being a perfectionist or how I'll look. And I didn't do all that well in high school. I barely graduated. My mom used to get beat a lot, and so I used to worry about her a lot. And so I didn't I really didn't do all that well. And so, like, when I see people, like, you know, putting out different blogs or you know, different things like that, I sometimes kind of, you know, I've let fear hold me back, because I know how to spell really good, but I don't always know, like, the right, you know, punctuation marks to put or things like that. And I'm like, well, I'm worried about what are people going to think, or if I type up, you know, a paragraph or something, you know, and it's, you know, the punctuation marks aren't right, you know, they're going to judge me. But at the end of the day, you know, this is me, you know, and all we can do is the best that we can do. I've seen other people put themselves out there, and it's given me the confidence to be able to do the same. And so, I just wanted to share that, and just to say that that I have been, you know, living in fear, and that's something I never really looked at myself or thought about myself. I see myself as a strong, courageous woman, but sometimes when we have to stretch ourselves, sometimes it's easier said than done, but it's oh so worth it. And anything that God puts you through or gives you, to, you know, the talents, it's not to break you down, it's to make you stronger. And we all have a story. We all have a testimony. We all have something to share. And that's the beautiful thing about connecting with other people. And it's something that I've been missing out on a lot of my life. And I'm 43 years old now. But going forward, my life is going to change. It has to change. But it's changing for the better. And I'm just thankful for every single day. Every single day I feel like I've won the lottery now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that.
Nice. Wow, I celebrate you for stretching. I think you just stretch. You don't tell that story often, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't talk. I'm a very introverted person, and I don't like to share a lot with people. But that's why I knew. I'm like, my kids would worry about me. They're like, Mom, they're like, we don't want you to, you know, to get upset. You're doing this, you know. We don't want you to, you know, to drink, or, you know, we don't want you to, you know, smoke another joint. I'm just going to keep it real. you know, it's just Jamaican in me, okay? I'm going to keep it real. But they're like, Mom, you know, we love you, you know, and you're a phenomenal woman. But they're like, you know, they're growing up. You know, my son is 24. My daughter turned 18. My youngest is 16. And they're just like, we want you to be better. And I'm like, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be fine. And I would say that, but I didn't really have all the answers. But now, but now I have the answers. So.
Wow. That is dope. Very dope. Who's that, Manuel?
Yeah, it's real quick, because I don't know if somebody else probably might want to share. You know, what you were saying about, you know, you finished school and everything like that, I didn't even finish high school. I didn't finish. You know what I mean? When it comes to fear, it's something straight confidence. You know what I mean? It's like from your heart and from your soul. Like, your story is, like, really, really similar to mine. Because it's like, I was over here like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, I went through, you know, some of those things too, but I didn't even really get the full educational standard. You know, I didn't really like school, but I knew that I always wanted to be, like, an entrepreneur, and I wanted to do something big, and I knew that school or a system that was put in front of our eyes that tells us that we can't, you know, really was bull.
Right.
I always felt like it was bull. I'm like, I always knew that we can and that you could. But just like you said, when you get around people like this every day, you get motivated and you get the confidence and you get the will and the power to do and say what you please and what you want to achieve. You know, something that Napoleon Hill says that I like is, if the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so basically always be teachable and be able to always have an open mind for things, even if the person may not know as much as you or, you know, knows more or whatever the situation is. But if you feel like that knowledge has touched your heart or has really made you think, it's because it's something that counts.
Wow, that's what's up. I definitely celebrate you guys for stretching that far on the call and sharing some intimate information about yourself with people you don't rarely know. And that's a powerful thing. You know, when you're in business, especially in the type of business that we're in, network marketing, online marketing, our stories, our stories, the stories that we tell are the ones that do it. That's what does all the selling, because that's how you start to connect with people. You know, once you get to that point and you just start sharing, and you start sharing so often, it becomes so easy. All this is a game of consistency, just doing something over and over again. You know, when I first started blogging, I mean, till this day, I'm still the worst speller in the world. But that doesn't stop me from being able to make some income, right? And my wife, she's an English teacher, so she sees some of my blogs sometimes. I just post them up there. She's like, why don't you let me proofread these things? I'm like, babe, it doesn't even matter. You know, I'm like, it doesn't even matter. You know, that's not what sells. And now she's to the point where I'm just going to let him do what he wants to do and let him blog, because obviously it's working. And, you know, it's the little things. You know, and there's nothing wrong with refining your skills and getting better. You know, there's nothing wrong with accepting that you're not good in a certain area and decide to say, you know what, I'm gonna pick up a book and I'm gonna learn how to be a better writer. But as long as you're getting out there and doing it each and every day, you're gonna get better. And then you start refining your skills by learning a few things. You know, you get better. Accepting that, hey, you know what, I may not have graduated high school just yet, or I may not have graduated college just yet, but it's on my agenda. It's one of my goals, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done when the time's right. Or, you know, and there's nothing wrong with accepting, you know, different, you know, there's nothing wrong with accepting our flaws, but as long as we keep just moving forward and saying it's okay, you know what I mean? Like she said, I'm human. It's part of me. It's who I am. If you can't accept that, keep moving forward, right? So, and that's the power of what we do. We connect with people who relate to us, people who understand what we're going through, people who've been there, and that's how we build teams. You know, that's how we build teams, by telling these stories. You guys have some powerful stories that need to be heard. Some hurdles that you've gotten over. Tell those stories of all the small hurdles that you've gotten over. You know, you were in a bad relationship. You accepted that this isn't right for me or my children, and I had to get out of it. That you just overcome something. That's a story to tell. You know how many people you can connect with me, how many females that you can connect with who have been in that situation or are currently in that situation and don't have the courage to move forward out of their relationships, but you did? That's powerful right there, and people connect with that stuff all the time. So, you know, this business is all about connecting. You know, even when you're just doing normal sales, when I was a banker at JPMorgan Chase, I would sit at my desk, and so many different people walked in and out, and it was my job to try to find out how I can connect. And when I connected and started that conversation that had nothing to do with banking whatsoever, I made the most sales because people started to know, like, and trust me. Very simplistic stuff. When we go into this business trying to force things upon people that they don't really want, or at least you don't know what they need, right? And you're just forcing these things upon them, and you don't get any results because you don't know what this person needs, or you don't know what those triggers are yet because you haven't connected with them. So it's these stories, the stories that we tell each and every day, that's going to allow us to connect with people and really press forward. And I'm so proud of everybody on this call, for the people who attend this call each and every day. Just keep coming and you're growing. I remember you guys weren't even talking when we first started this call just a month ago. And now, you know, people are just sharing, you know, all the information, just getting it all off their chest, you know, getting it all out of their mind and building that courage to do the things that they want in life, right? You know, understand, and it's never too late to change your life. You know, some people get to a certain age and they think that
I'm a car.
They
I was gonna put y'all up to.
Hello? Hello, can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So people get to a certain age and they think that it's just all over, you know? I don't have any more time to do anything. I'm too old to do these different things. No, you are as young as you wanna be. Right? I'm reading a book right now called what's the name of the book? Not Start With Why. Oh, man, when I remember that book, I'm going to put it on the blog. But it's a book that pretty much talks about, it doesn't matter what age you are, when you come up with a new goal, you come up with a new ideal that you want to tackle, you become 20 again. And you start fresh. You start fresh with that new ideal, that new goal, and you just press forward. And by any means necessary, you get it done, right? You get it done. You finally get that courage to say, you know what, I'm going to move forward with something new. So definitely I salute everybody on this call. I celebrate you. This is what we do Fridays. We're going to start celebrating everyone's success, start sharing more stories like these, because it's the story that, you know, from the people that's going to allow this call to grow, that's going to allow this call to expand wherever we need to go to start, you know, motivating people. Yes?
I have something to say.
All right. Go ahead, Becky. The floor is yours.
Okay. With Donnie? I started this whole internet marketing thing when I was turning 59.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew nothing about anything. I'm still trying to learn about the computer, and I found out, you know, the autoresponder business is just crazy. But I, like I told you before, I allowed myself to learn.
Right.
And in that learning, you know, I'm running with a bunch of young dogs here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm old enough to be most of their mothers. But for this particular part of my life, this journey of my life, it's like I'm a brand new kid going into kindergarten.
Yep.
And I accept all the help that I can get, and I seek it out whenever I do need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care what people think, because I don't think, you know, how you look, and you have all these drawbacks on the videos. Well, mm-hmm. your face is showing up at church. It's showing up at the market. It's showing up at Walmart. Like, your face is just showing up.
Mm.
And mm. I just, you know, I just get over it. Say, well, you know, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people don't care.
Yeah.
They just don't care. If the hair looks right, or if the makeup's right, or there's no makeup. They don't care. But they look into your heart, and they know that's what they care about.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, man. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. We're getting down to, what, 12:30 now? We're going into the weekend. Some of you are getting ready to probably skip out on work, or maybe you called in because it's so beautiful outside. Happy hours in a few hours, so you're going to go out and celebrate and have a good time, whatever it is you do. Maybe you're going to go to church and get a good word in tonight. Whatever you decide to do, that we're totally cool with that. So go out there and celebrate whatever successes you've had this week. Maybe you're just celebrating the fact that you woke up this morning and you just appreciate life every day that you get up. You know that you're breathing and you have another day to change some things. You have another day to make a few adjustments. You have another day to meet a new connection. You have another day to do something you didn't do yesterday. You have another day to get better each and every day that you wake up and start appreciating that stuff. So if you appreciate life, I want you to say, I appreciate life, and go out there and have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We're going to see you back on Monday. You can text Motivation to 77948. That's Motivation to 77948 for any updates. And if you're worried about, have I sent updates yet? I haven't quite sent updates yet. I'm trying to refine how we're actually going to do it and make sure it's the most impactful to your life. But you can definitely sign up for the updates at text Motivation to 77948. Guys, this is Mike Williams. I love you. Later. See you on Monday.
See you, Mike.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.